Welcome to the Travel Advice Show. Today is August 23rd, 2007. I'm Chris Newton. Our travel destination today is one of the most popular destinations in Europe. It is surrounded by seas, rolling landscapes, and ancient history. You may already guess it is England. And I'd like to welcome my co-host, Jerry Fuller. How are you doing, Jerry?
Fantastic.
Hi.
And I'm really excited to talk about England because it's one of the most fabulous destinations in Europe.
I think it is, yeah.
In fact, it's probably the number one visited country in all of Europe. And most Americans will go there first. It's, for many, many reasons, as you already know. The language comes from there.
Yeah.
And much of our education system is sort of based on it. Our politics were based upon it in many ways. We changed it from it in many ways on purpose,
but
much of our culture, many of our leading people in our history and everything is based upon England. Mm-hmm. So we end up going there. What's your favorite part?
I like the Lake District area, like north of Liverpool,
right, up
in that area there. That's one of the most unique spots for me that I've traveled around England because I really enjoyed the mountains. I mean, they have pretty good mountains, maybe I'm not sure exactly how high, but relatively high mountains and lakes. You know, they call it the Lake District. And one of the favorite towns is Windermere.
Right.
And it's exciting that if anybody's a fan of Beatrix Potter, in Windermere, they have a museum there that is really interesting. It's a very interpretive museum in Windermere. And that's kind of the gateway of the Lake District, I think. So it's a great, you can take a train right into Windermere. Mm-hmm. You know, you could take it from Liverpool or Manchester. So it's north of Liverpool.
Probably. Right near the Scottish border.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite destinations. Yeah, how about you, Jerry?
Well, that's definitely one of my favorite. Yeah. I also like the Cotswolds.
Oh, okay.
And I think it's, I just love it. Everything about it. It's filled with a tremendous amount of history. It's a relaxing beauty. There aren't any real mountains, to speak of. There's some rolling hills and lots of trees and gardens, and the houses are very impressive, lots of manor homes, lots of history, many things are from there, like Oxford and Stratford, and where Shakespeare's from. So it's a very unique place, and it's very close to London, within it's the next suburb of London, actually, is where it starts.
That's a good day. Can you do a day trip from there?
Well,
a day or two, or spend the night there?
The answer is many people on their second trip won't even really spend time in London. In other words, when I go to London now, I stay in Oxford. And it's approximately an hour train ride in, and depending on the train you take. And I go in the morning and do what I want to do, and then come back and stay in Oxford. It's quieter, more historical for me. It's more English, much more English. But I also love the western part, down near Devon and that area.
Yeah, the Cornwall area. Yeah, I heard that's like the British Riviera, they kind of call it, right?
Yeah. Well, there's a place called Land's End, which really is the end of the land.
It's
and they have palm trees.
Oh, right, yeah, they get the Gulf Stream.
Yeah.
The climate is very mild. Right.
Yeah,
they have palm trees on beaches.
You wouldn't even know you're in England if they didn't open the mouth.
Right.
Have the British pound sticking out.
Yeah.
But it's it's beautiful down there. Very different. And that's why I think many people find England so interesting.
Yeah.
Because in such a real small area, I don't know how far it is from top to bottom. Do you? I've gone top to bottom.
Yeah, I think on train, I've done the train. It takes like 4 or 5 hours to get to the border in Scotland. There, so I don't know exactly what's the distance, but it's not that far. Yeah, it's
you can easily in one day go from the Scottish border to the bottom.
Yeah,
to the west end. You can even drive it in one day, easy.
Yeah,
and they have freeways. They've got excellent train system.
Yeah, I love the train system.
I know there are a lot of jokes about the British Rail. It's still excellent, and they have a great bus system.
Yeah.
And the driving is not bad once you get out of London or the bigger cities and you know where you're going, as long as you stay on the other side of the road.
The M1, everything's M1. Yeah, they're real big freeways. I was really impressed. Like, yeah, you can get around really well. I didn't really even drive a car the whole time I was there.
Really?
I took bus, train, carpool, or you know, or just go with other people in a car. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was excellent. If you don't really, necessarily have to have a car. Even to get in some small villages and small mm-hmm. areas, a lot of trains go
or buses. Into this.
Yeah, the buses go.
They'll
everywhere.
Go anywhere the train didn't go.
Yeah,
and you can hitchhike.
Yeah, right.
And
right.
So England's a very quite safe place to go. And everybody, we can basically understand and read the English if you're English, American, and Canadian. It's very different English than we do. And, of course, different parts of England speaks different English.
Yeah.
As in Canada, they speak a little bit different Canadian. And the U.S., good heavens, we have 10 different American English styles.
Right.
From the southern to the New England and mm-hmm. the northwest. And so as a result, but we can read everything pretty much. And they have different spelling. But, you know, England, one thing about England is the cost over there, you can do it pretty reasonably. Because mm-hmm. they do have B&Bs and inns and hostels, and it's pretty reasonable. And things are getting more and more expensive to travel over in Europe, but it's still reasonable. And you can eat the food without getting sick or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, England's a great place.
Yeah, I think I'd like to mention one of the favorite parts of England for me is the pubs. As we talked about in our show in Ireland a couple weeks ago, talking about the food, when you just mentioned that food, like, I was really amazed. In the pubs, that's where kind of the best quality of the food mm-hmm. is, with the roast beef, or, you know, they have great mashed potatoes and really hearty kind of food. But a lot of, so I really enjoy the pubs. And the pubs are in the countryside, are amazing. Mm-hmm. And it's a family environment, you know. So I think trying to look for real unique pubs is a great way to kind of, meet everybody in the community, too. You see everybody in the village all hanging out in the pub.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's London and then there's England.
Right.
There's New York City and then there's the United States.
Yes.
A lot of people go right to London. And may stay a week or 4 or 5 days, maybe a side trip to Bathurst or Stonehenge or something for a day, but they don't really experience England. And as you say, you must go to England, because I think England is better than London.
Yeah.
And, I've been to London 89 times.
Really?
Can you believe it? But I don't spend much time in London anymore, because how many times do you see Big Ben and Windsor Castle and that kind of thing, unless there's another exhibit out at one of the museums. But the thing that is so neat about England, as we said, it's so small, that you can do London for a day or two and then head out. And and as you say, the pubs is where the real people are, and they're the real English. Mm-hmm. Even the pubs in London are pretty English, but they're city English. Mm-hmm. And when do you think is the best time to go?
I would say
you stayed a lot of time in England too.
Yeah, I've spent almost like 2 years in England and been there many times. And I think that one of my best times that I've been there is like May and June period.
Yep.
The sun. I was there for 3 weeks on one trip, and it was sunny almost every day. It was amazing. And then I went back the following year, burning shorts and short sleeve shirt in June, and it rained every day.
And cold.
And it was so cold. Yeah, I was up in Yorkshire area everybody was like saying, "Oh my God, you're wearing these shorts and everything." Because my expectations from the last trip was sunny.
Right.
But yeah, so May or June period, July, the summers in England are very pleasant, but sometimes it can turn really quick.
In
it can
an
be
hour.
Like, yeah. I'm amazed by that. The storms rolling really fast. In 1 hour, it could be sunny, and they keep on rolling too. The clouds go so fast. Yeah.
Well, the two times that I recommend people really go, because of the flowers, the gardens. That's one reason people go for garden.
Yeah, the gardens.
From about the middle of May until the middle of June, and I like it from the middle of September until the middle of October.
Yeah, that's a pleasant time too.
Yeah, I like it. August is a little bit too hot and humid sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe too crowded in July, a bunch of tourists.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we should mention about traveling in winter, I mean, prices are half price, and there's a very good reason why.
Yeah.
Many good reasons why.
Yeah.
And in some cases, it may be worth paying the less money going in. But in your opinion, why would you hesitate to go in England in the winter?
In the winter, I think one of the big things is the climate. The weather, very rainy and windy, and also I think, just maybe, Yeah, it's hard to say really why.
Well, some of the reasons I don't like the winter are, well, it's great for the theater and things, but I don't like it because many things are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Many of the castles, the museums, many things are closed in the winter. And so, and you can't do a lot of stuff in the winter in like the Lake District, for example.
Right.
It's just too miserable to really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it depends on why you're going. If you really want to have a Seattle winter day, go to England in the winter.
Yeah, right. Right, yeah.
If you want to have a decent weather and things open and the gardens, because England is beautiful.
Yeah, I think the lush, the gardens are amazing. I was amazed by the amount of gardens and beautiful. Yeah, it's amazing. They really keep up. Even the private homes have amazing gardens. Like, they really get into their gardens. They're very,
And one thing about England that more and more people are doing, there's a company called British Heritage Tours, for example, and there are many people that do it, but I know Paul really well with that company. And they do theme tours. And England is infamous for theme tours because you can do history tours where different battles occurred. You can do a Roman tour.
Right.
So a lot of Americans don't, and people don't realize there are Romans all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And 2,000 years ago. And as a result, their ruins are still there. And you can do authors and poet tours. And the castle tours.
Yeah, abbey tours.
Abbey tours.
Abbeys were great. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and I mean, you could just do medieval city tours from Chester to York.
York.
And then you can also go to the Hadrian Wall.
Yeah, right.
And what separates basically Scotland and England. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are so many options that you can do. And there are even tours that go by boat around England.
Right, yeah, I heard on the canals, right?
Yeah.
There's many canal systems in England that, you could take a nice barge, like a little barge.
Right. Yeah. And you can even get the little boats where you do it yourself.
Oh, okay.
You can self-crew. Oh. I know several years ago, my brother-in-law and his wife and my wife and I were going to do it, and we had it all organized to do it down the Thames River.
Oh, nice.
For a week.
Oh, excellent.
And I personally wasn't too excited about it because I knew I'd get into a lock and bang into it and have a wreck. Because I don't drive both very well, but he's very good at that. So my wife is too. But we were going to do that, but at the very last minute, one of us got very ill and we couldn't go. So we had to postpone it, but we just never done it. But that is a fabulous trip.
Mm-hmm.
Several of our friends have done it, and
it's
so much fun.
I'd like to, also, one of my favorite families in England, I'd like to get a little shout-out to the McGowans.
Oh, okay.
The McGowans are the biggest tour guide for me. That when I when I was in England, Patrick and Margaret, if you're listening, I really appreciate showing me around. They were up in Yorkshire area, and they gave me a real good feel of York, North Yorkshire, that whole area. So the McGowan family, I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, they introduced me to like Scarborough,
right.
And Robin Hood's Bay, Whitby on the northeast side, and that was pretty amazing. By the Dales, the Yorkshire Dales over there, and so that Robin Hood's Bay was one of my most unique destinations that I've been to in England. You have to park your car up on top, and then you only can walk down to the. The village, it's like an old pirate's cove, I guess.
I've never been there.
In Robin Hood's Bay, it's great. So you can actually see where the pirates came in and smuggled all their goods and, a lot of history and real narrow streets.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my real unique places that not many tourists know about, nor not many people,
No, I've been to Yorkshire many times.
Yeah,
never knew about it.
Yeah, do you like the Yorkshire, the Dales, and the Yorkshire, up in the north there by Haworth?
Yes.
Haworth area.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Tea rooms.
Yes.
If you really like tea rooms and all that, And Lord Harewood has his manor up there. That it's like a museum up in north of Leeds area there that has penguins up there in his museum.
Really?
Up there, yeah. kind of random.
There's everything there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whatever
you
want is in England.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But we should spend some time talking about London, for example.
Yeah.
Most people go to London.
Yeah.
And the neat thing about London is that we've already said it's really not what I consider real England.
Right.
It's so international.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, my heavens, people from Caribbean, North and all over Africa, and India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and
Eastern Europeans,
all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very international.
Mm-hmm.
It's also very crowded and noisy, but the tube, which is their subway, is so easy to get around on.
That's great.
And there are buses and there are taxis, so it's a very easy city to get around in. Mm-hmm. And the day trips from there, if you do go to London and you want to stay there a couple of times, you know, two or three trips there. I mean, like Leeds Castle. Have you been to Leeds Castle?
I haven't. I haven't. Is that where there's concerts there too, I think? Or
if there are, I've never been there when there were.
But Leeds Castle, I've never been there, but I've heard about it, yeah.
Well, Leeds Castle is the smallest castle you've ever seen, but they have Monets and Renoirs in there. It has a real moat around it, and it's out sort of southeast of town.
Okay.
Out going toward Coventry.
Coventry.
Canterbury. Going to Canterbury and Rye and Dover.
Oh, right. Okay.
In that direction. It's maybe an hour drive out of London, something like that.
Okay.
Not too awfully far from Gatwick Airport,
which is in the
south of London.
Yeah.
It's fabulous. And then you can take a day trip out there. You can take a day trip to Coventry. Canterbury.
Canterbury, yeah.
And,
you have to see the cathedral there.
Yes.
And that's where the headquarters of the Church of England, right?
Right.
Okay.
I mean, it's a fabulous little walled city. And you can go up to Dover if you want to see the White Cliffs.
Yeah.
And go to Rye. We did Thanksgiving Day one time in Rye.
Oh.
In a 15th century hotel that was, many of the hallways were so low that I had to bend my head down.
Really?
Apparently the people were pretty small most days.
Right.
Pretty short. But,
I've been in a lot of pubs where you got to bend in there.
Yeah. And pity the poor person that has one too many.
Yeah.
Bend and bang.
Yeah.
But it's London is a great city. And, of course, most Americans know it because of museums and the theater. And, of course, their theater is wonderful.
Yeah.
And there are places and areas that you get cheaper tickets if you're not fussy where you sit and take a risk of not being sold out. And it's just a great place. London is just a great place.
Yeah.
They have three major airports there. And most of us go into Gatwick or Heathrow. But if you're coming from the continent, you go into the third one, which is northeast of town.
Stansted?
Stansted.
I flew out of Stansted one time to fly to Madrid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from London to Madrid. That's where a lot of the discount airlines are based.
And that's where charters go from a lot of times. And as you mentioned, you went from Spain. So if you're flying to the continent, many times if you're going to smaller cities in the continent, not like Rome or Stansted, a lot of times they will go from Stansted. Mm-hmm. And they're half the price.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And British Airways or other carriers going.
Mm-hmm.
So, we didn't talk about the channel.
Oh, right, yeah.
Have you done the channel yet?
I haven't. I took the boat over a few times, but I've never done the channel. I'd like to go from London to Paris or Brussels, too.
Right,
yeah, okay. Yeah, how's that? I heard that's a great experience.
Well, thank heavens they did it. I mean, they could charge $1,000 going away as far as I'm concerned, because you know how rough that channel was sometimes?
Oh, I know.
You go in the hydrofoil or on the boat, my heavens, and they had to cancel the hydrofoil because it bounced around.
Yeah.
Terrible experience. But
it's a
couple of hours from London to Paris, and you're speeding like a mad demon.
Mm-hmm.
And the customs is easy and quick, and you just get over there. It's expensive, particularly if you're going to take one of the cheaper airlines or if you're going to go the normal bus, and the bus over or whatever to and train to the Dover.
Right.
Or somewhere, go across over that way.
That's what he has.
It's a lot cheaper, but it's worth every penny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the cheapest seat one way is like $110 or something.
Oh,
it changes, but I mean, it's not bad.
Yeah.
Considering you go from downtown London to downtown Paris.
Yeah, like in a couple hours, right?
Yeah.
Like in 2 or 3 hours. Yeah.
About three.
3 hours. Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes you might get a faster one if it doesn't stop somewhere, but it's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. I've known a few people that have done it for a day trip.
Right.
You know, just leave like at 5 in the morning and get back at 9 at night and spend a day in Paris. That's a little too much, but I'd rather just spend one night in Paris and enjoy
it's better to stay longer, but
it's
a novelty to say, well, we had lunch in Paris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is, yeah, right, yeah, yeah, that is nice, yeah.
So, but it's an option.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I think personally that if you're going to England your first time, you should never stay less than 2 weeks. Anywhere from 14 to 20, 17 days is my preferred.
Okay.
And I think you should stay at least 5 days in London, the first trip there, and then do the other areas. It doesn't matter which way you go. Probably because they're famous, you should probably go to Stratford and see Shakespeare. You should probably go down and see Bath and the Stonehenge area. That's on one area, because Bath is the Roman baths from, I think, the first century AD. And they're still baths. No?
Yeah, right.
So as a result, so those are things you can do as a day trip, as it get out and go off to the Cotswolds and stay time in the Cotswolds. And then head north if you want, or head south. But I don't recommend that you do all of England in that 17-day.
Yeah,
I'd recommend doing London your first trip, and then either doing the north or the south of the Cotswolds.
Pick one area
right.
to really concentrate on the rest of the time, instead of going from one area to another area. Yeah, and
right.
then going. Yeah, I agree, because then you get a good feel. There's so much to see, too, everywhere you go. Like, there's so much. Like, you know, yeah, it baffles you. It baffled me, even living in Leeds area or up in Yorkshire. It's not a real big tourist draw as much, you know,
right.
as other places, but there was so much to see.
Right.
And I didn't even see half of it, really, and I was there for quite a while, mm-hmm. yeah. So it's good to concentrate your area, and then you get a better feel for it, yeah.
Right, and because, as we mentioned, England, even though it's small, has different regions.
Right.
And
distinct. Yeah.
Very distinct, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah, even the everything, the beer the, and the pubs are different, and the accents
right.
are everything are very different. And mm-hmm. I wanted to mention one of the great things. I was a member of the National Trust over there. Yeah, and that's a great. They look after a lot of the old buildings, and they're almost like kind of a not really a national park in America, but more you know they look after kind of and they preserve
right, and the castles and some of the old manor homes and
yeah.
museums and things.
Yeah, and I got a map when I became a member, and it was great that you can see so many different unique homes where,
mm-hmm.
where people lived, and yeah, it was really neat to be a part of that, the National Trust. But yeah, if you ever visit, you know, I'd recommend finding where the National Trust locations are. Yeah, so that's yeah, like my last name's Newton, and Sir Isaac Newton's manor home is outside of London, and they invited me, the Natural Trust invited me to the Newton, they had a Newton party for all the Newtons, and I couldn't go, but I got an invitation and everything from the National Trust saying that we want all the Newtons there to go, so it was kind of funny, yeah.
Oh, you should have gone.
I know, I regret that, yeah, but it was, yeah, but yeah, so that's... Those are some unique destinations,
right.
too, or unique places.
Well, we haven't talked about the food in England yet.
Oh, right.
Because they're
yeah.
infamous for food.
Yes.
They're noted mainly for how horrible it is. I mean, English food is not known to be world class, but you know their food isn't bad.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it wasn't, especially in London now, they're really stepping up the cuisine. I mean, you can get anything from all around the world. And,
right.
The fish and chips are great. I mean, you know.
But I was sick when they got rid of the newspapers.
Yeah, yeah.
They had
yeah.
to go to the butcher paper
yeah.
because of the ink.
Yeah, yeah.
They said it's killing you off. Of course, they'd only done it for 200 years.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't think anybody died.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and the cuisine, I was one of the biggest dishes is the curry
yes.
over there. And I was really surprised how much Indian curry and
mm-hmm.
From that region. Yeah, there's a lot of curry restaurants everywhere in England.
I know.
Yeah, and it's fantastic. Yeah.
And in the pub, you already mentioned Buffalo Roast Beef
mm-hmm.
and the bangers. And
yeah,
we
bangers.
Didn't mention it already.
Right, right.
And they're different. The thing I like about England is their desserts.
Right.
They know what sugar is.
Mm-hmm.
And they know what cream is.
And chocolate.
And chocolate.
Yes.
They know.
Cadbury's.
Yes.
Yeah.
They know American type desserts in England.
They do.
Change it a bit. Well, I guess we've changed it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they know about whipped cream and they know about sugar. Mm-hmm. A lot of the countries, their desserts are not as sweet or not as Americanish sweet.
Mm-hmm.
But the food is really better than what the reputation is in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it'd be ghastly.
Yeah.
But I mean, their breakfasts are very good.
Oh,
you think?
Yeah, the breakfasts were great. Yeah, I love the tomatoes with the breakfast and
the
mushrooms.
And how do they do that? They take that mushroom and the tomatoes and they cut them in half?
Yeah.
And then they put them in the oven?
Right.
And what do they do, broil them?
I think they broil, it's kind of like broiled,
yeah it's kind of a little crusty on top.
Mm-hmm, yeah, the tomatoes kind of crusty,
it
tastes
good. Wonderful.
Delicious. Oh,
it's kind of runny a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And the toast is really buttered pretty good, too.
See, that's what I mean. They know about butter in it and they use it.
Yeah.
Oh, and the thing that's really neat is that their breakfast, I think, is their best meal.
Yeah, I agree.
It's a real American-type breakfast, but better.
Mm-hmm.
Because their bread's better, their milk's better, their cream's better.
Mm-hmm. You ever have like black, what are they, black sausage or black?
Is that the stuff made out of blood?
Yeah.
I had one bite one time, found out what it was, and quit.
yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't care if they cook it or not, I'm not going to have blood.
Yeah, that's more, that's up in the north probably.
Right. Because the Scots love blood too.
Yeah.
Scots have blood everywhere. Well, I guess they're just war people, so they're used to blood. Yeah. But they're still great people.
Yeah.
I only had one bite of it.
Oh, okay.
And it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Right. Until I knew what it was.
Yeah.
But, the food isn't bad. So, I mean, don't ever let that be your reason for not going. Right. That you think the food might be horrible.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Anything else we should discuss?
Let me think. Yeah, so, you know, the best, I guess, stay in London for, you know, your first time for like 5 days or so. And then, and one thing too, it's a good landing point. If you're going anywhere else in Europe, maybe stop in London for like a day or two, mm-hmm. I recommend, from the long journey from anywhere, you know, mm-hmm. and then you go to your next destination.
And there's another option. There's another option that we recommend with travel advice.
Oh.
Let's say you do London at the beginning, and let's say you want to go north, then you might go up to like Birmingham or somewhere, and then fly from there to Europe.
Oh, right.
In other words, you don't have to backtrack if you don't have the time. So they must have 7 or 8 major airports in England.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, Manchester has a great fly. Leeds even has an airport. Liverpool.
Right. And so they've got airports all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And they go to the mainland or continent. So don't hesitate if you don't want to do a circle trip back to London, for example, or you don't have the time, just fly out of another city and head over to the continent.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll save you time. Well, next week, we're scheduled to have Lot Tour, LATOUR.
Oh,
they're famous for South America.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I think that you'll find it very exciting. And we have Eitan, who's going to be our guest. And email us if you have any questions ahead of time on South America, because Eitan has been there over 100 times. And their company is fantastic. And he's going to give you options.
Excellent.
And do you want to give us our email address?
Yes, sure. Our email is show@traveladviceshow.com. And feel free to email questions, and we'll answer them right away. We can answer them on the show, too. So, yeah, and then use our Skype number on our website, www.traveladviceshow.com.
Mm.
So, yeah, that was great. Well, yeah, England's it's a fantastic place. It's so many unique. And the history, I think, for me, the history was amazing. Just knowing everything that's been going on there for many years.
Well, I think the reason why is because our history has a lot of their history.
Yes, yeah.
Indirectly and directly. Mm-hmm. And we even study English history and English literature.
Yes, yeah.
In our high schools.
Yeah.
So as a result, it feels like home. Yeah. At least it's not as foreign as Sweden or other Germany or some other places.
In the Lake District, I sat in Charles Dickens' bar stool.
Really?
And Windermere. Yeah, it felt great. He had a little plaque on it. This is where Charles Dickens spent most of his time. So it was really, can reenact like those days.
The thing about it, it's all still there.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't tear it down like we do in America.
Not at all, yeah.
I mean, they're 500 years old and it's still there. It's still being used, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, until next week.
Okay, Drew, until next week. Thank you so much. Yeah, that was great. You. And many safe travels out there. Thank you for everybody listening. And until next week.
Okay. Thank you.